This is the beginning of Side B. If you haven't listened to Side A of the cassette, please do so now. And without further ado, the further adventures of Capes and Skulls. Today's episode is sponsored by Hackett's Crispy Sticks. Oh yeah, baby, them sticks.
Are we ready to Voltron?
All right,
that's true.
Yeah.
This is revenge for
the second. Yeah, I'm not moving.
Well, then you be quiet.
I'll be Kanye quiet.
I thought you just said you'll be Kanye quiet.
I'll be Kanye quiet. That's a good definition.
So you're just going to talk the whole time?
Honestly, fam, it don't matter what I do. Like, Cliff, this is my podcast. I'm the genius of this podcast.
Next thing, there's going to be, we're going to be visited by DJ Khaled and some advice.
Another one.
I think Dan should rank more things.
All right, what do you got for
STDs.
Me?
STDs.
Wait, like...
The order in ones you'd like to get.
The order in ones I'd like to get? The clap, definitely first, because, you know, anybody could use a bigger cock. Followed by crabs, because I've always been looking for an excuse to shave my entire body. Followed by... I don't know, probably genital herpes, because then I have a perfect excuse if an ugly girl ever wanted to fuck me, be like, no, look at that thing next to my dick. You don't want this. It's the perfect way to scare off ugly fat girls.
And get kicked out of the bar!
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think we got one more for a top five.
Yeah, well, no, for a top four. That was only three. The fourth...
Thanks, Cliff!
The fourth STI I'd obviously want the least is definitely HIV, just because it's so...
No, we were ranking the ones you'd want the most.
Well, yeah, but this is the one in order.
Okay.
This is, of the four, this is the one I want the least.
Point says it's junk.
Because HIV is so passe, you can survive it now. It's like barely even a disease. So, you know... I'm coming for your after work job, Ryan. I'm coming for stand up next.
Come, do it.
Hey, get out of here.
That's not the first time
What's
Ryan's
he
ever
doing?
Said that to me.
He's
too.
Addressing me. I've been quiet.
That's because you heckled me. So I'm
oh, heckling from Team Blue. Blue team's heckling us while we're listing STDs.
Also, point of note, they call them STIs now. Sexually transmitted infections.
You
They'll always be diseases.
Coddled
to me.
Millennials and your new words for STDs.
Look, when our
can
parents,
we talk about the how well, wacky tobacco just got into the Merriam-Webster dictionary?
Wacky tobacco, the actual phrase wacky tobacco.
Yes, and revenge porn.
Well, revenge porn, I get
no
that.
As a phrase.
Yeah, no, I know, but I get that one.
And isn't wacky tobacco that's like well past?
Well, yeah, we're about 30 years too late on wacky tobacco at this point.
All right, Dan, why don't you rank dictionaries?
The Oxford English is first, followed probably by Funkin' Wagnalls, which is a defunct dictionary, followed closely by...
Sounds like a band I want to be in.
It might have been...
They're related to Hall & Oates.
In that band? The
They're related to Hall & Oates.
Followed by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary... followed, of course, by the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
You gotta get the Devil's Dictionary in there, too.
I'm unfamiliar with the Devil's
that
Dictionary.
That is a damn good dictionary. It's just a really pessimistic dictionary. The one...
Our 10 minutes is getting co-opted by minorities. Are you noticing this?
Whoa! There's no coming back from that.
Damn!
You bald, Trump supporter?
No, a bald guy, or balding guy.
Wow, what? You can't backpedal.
No, I'm not, because...
He has dreads.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's not balding.
That makes up for the lacking of hair, Ryan.
So the blue team has an average
also,
amount of hair across
I
all three numbers.
I want to know that I'm trying to respect the teams. He keeps dragging me in.
Yeah, what are you doing?
All right, fair enough, but... Either way, so is there anything else you'd like me to rank?
Yeah.
All right, what do you want?
Well, I'm too mad at Ryan.
Sure, Tim has an idea.
Colors of M&M's.
Colors of M&M's. They all taste the same.
No, that's wrong.
But if I were to rank them, the green one because she's sexy, the yellow one because he's voiced by the guy who plays J. Jonah Jameson, whose name is escaping me at the moment. The red one because he's troublesome. J.K. Simmons. And then the orange
Get
one.
Get out of here!
And then the orange one, because he's full of weird stuff. So, Those are the colors of M&M's.
I like that he had an answer for that.
All right, model train companies.
You're going to have to hit me with some I don't know enough by name.
Model train sizes.
big, followed by bigger, followed by the little short ones that go around like tiny Christmas trees, followed by ones in a snow globe.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Is that only four?
That's what it's been, because Tim was asking me four things to rank, so that's been sort of the number I've been aiming for, is ranking four things.
Mm. Your four least favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movies.
Ooh, that's actually a tough one.
Yes. Make it film related, and he has to think.
Yeah, no, well, no, because because I really like a lot of DiCaprio movies.
Yeah, and but now you're going to shit on
even
him.
Even I'm not a big fan of the movie, I like the role. My least favorite DiCaprio movie is easily The Beach.
Well, what about Romeo and Juliet?
I actually love that movie.
Ooh, chicka,
oh, yeah.
Chicka, chicka.
I'm a huge Baz Luhrmann fan, so I love that movie. So, no, it's definitely not that. It's, followed by probably Catch Me If You Can, which I know a lot of people like, but I'm not a big fan of. Followed by What's Eating Gilbert Grape, because it hits a little too close to home for me, because my brother has Down syndrome, so I live with a mentally, or lived with a mentally disabled person. It's less exciting to watch it in a movie when it's your life. And then my fourth least favorite Leonardo DiCaprio role is probably Titanic.
Wow. Savage.
Yeah, man.
I tell it like it is.
He does. That's true.
I've said many times, and even
earlier
on the podcast.
Your least favorite men in this room right now.
Oh.
Rank them. Suck it, blue team.
Well, as part of the reason I'm in therapy, number one is obviously myself. And
that's a good move. Okay. That's a good move.
Second one is you for putting me on the spot.
Also a good move.
Third is Ryan for heckling me.
Also good.
And fourth is Lou for getting mad at me for being heckled by Ryan.
I'm so confused.
So right. You're his fourth favorite person in the room and fourth least favorite person in the room.
You're dead middle.
Oh, God.
You're average.
There's nothing worse than being average.
Ooh. Hey, that's another reason why I'm in therapy. I can't stop thinking that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
uh-huh. I'm going to have to get my therapist to listen to this episode.
Let's do the news.
No, because then we'll all end up in therapy.
Why don't you just bring your therapist to the next podcast?
I don't know.
Yeah!
I don't know if she'd support that.
Therapy cast.
Free therapy.
We've got to get more guest stars on this show.
I mean, Schuster does have a nice couch for recovery.
Yeah,
that's
true. It's very comfortable in here,
Schuster. It is actually, by the way, this couch is delicious. Like,
thank you.
Wonderful.
I appreciate it.
What do you find what's in it?
Does it taste
like M&M's?
Only the orange ones. They're full of M&M's, just like this couch. No, this is
it is the lounge cast,
like,
for a reason.
This corner is super comfortable.
Isn't it awesome?
Like, way in line.
I agree.
Yeah.
Is that your seat when none of us are here?
Maybe.
He's messing
or
up
are
your
you
ass
on the? Are you on the lounge?
Depends on the mood.
Mm. Ooh. Mm.
I have this image of Schuster in my head just kicking back with a highball, and he's sitting his ass in here, he's got his legs
does
up
it
there.
Smell like, he's got does it smell? Does it feel like Schuster's ass sitting there?
Does it smell like any of the above?
Give it a sniff.
Well, contrary to popular belief, I felt and smelt his ass.
Man, it's turned into
and this true.
Sausage cast.
A little bit.
Thank you. Hashtag sausage cast.
Yeah, this is a sausage cast.
Hold on, wait. What color is blue and yellow? Green. Team, we're green team
yeah,
now.
We're green
We've
team.
Come together as the blue and the yellow.
All right, Dan, I want you to rank your top four pagan holidays.
He put on the serious face for that.
He's really...
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
The vernal equinox.
Oh, my God.
The winter solstice. Yulster. And I don't actually think I know a fourth one, so you got me. I think I only know three.
Sam Hain, suck it!
How did I forget Sawin? Oh, I'm sorry, Max, and all other real Ghostbusters fans who may be listening. So the episode they did where Sam Hain was personified as a creepy guy with a pumpkin head.
All right, we're in. We're officially in.
Tag yes. in the blue team. We're all right.
In. All right, well, yeah, come right. on in.
It is now combo cast. Come on, boys.
So, blue team
top
did...
two favorite Michael Dudikoff movies.
Top two.
You're going to have to provide me with some Michael
American Dudikoff. Ninja 2 and American Ninja 1.
I've only ever seen none of them. So, based solely on the Ryan Hates Movies criteria, American Ninja 2 is better than American Ninja 1.
It is.
Okay.
It
is. Well, there we go.
At this point, I'm sorry for anyone that's still listening to this.
I'm not. This is solid fucking gold. And that's not just because I have quizzically a high and low opinion of myself. I both
so you feel the same way about yourself as you do Lou.
It's like a glass. Whoa. It can be either half full or half empty.
Or broken on the inside.
Oh, you too? Broken on the inside?
He is now.
Look, anybody who listens to my podcast knows that I routinely go out of my way to mention the episodes we've had Lou on as some of the best things I've ever been involved in creating. So, yeah, right? So
We can leave the room so they can do
it's
it.
It's just in relation to the other men in the room. Which tells you how much I dislike the people I podcast with that I put Lou above them.
Yeah, but no plug for you guys.
Room, how many of them have been on your podcast? Just Tim
and Lou.
And Lou. Right.
So if I were to rank guests who've been on my podcast are also in this room, it would be Lou and then Tim.
That's fine. Man, shit's getting real.
That's
Tim. You're the second best.
That's fine.
Who has been on my podcast and is in this room? Yeah. Though, as I'm also fond of saying, if you add enough qualifiers to anything, it can sound impressive.
That's right. I'm number two.
Let's do reviews. Are we going to do reviews?
Well, Blue Team did their reviews.
Oh, they did their... Oh,
we just that's what you guys were doing.
So it's Team Gold comic review time. I haven't read a comic in like 6 months, so I'm going to opt out, but...
I'm opposed to Lou's book before he's renewed it.
Wait, what is...
Because of the name.
The name is Karnak.
Yep. And he's a scumbag.
All right, well, the guy you know named Karnak aside.
Wait, so you know a guy named Karnak?
Yes.
Is he an Indian?
The Magnificent?
No. Me and Tim both worked with him, and he's a scumbag.
All right. Shout out to Karnak.
He threatened me in the corner with a knife.
Holy shit.
Wow.
What did you do? Shit in his Cheerios?
I cursed him out. He left me alone.
Also, how long ago was this?
Wait, so you guys, hold on, let's
rewind the clock a little bit. Guys were together with a man named Karnak who threatened you with a knife.
No, at separate times.
Separate times.
Did he also threaten you with a knife?
Not with a knife. No.
With a gun?
No, we're not allowed to talk about it. Court order.
What, did he threaten you with
no.
a
knife?
No.
Dude. He like, sold that so dead you.
No, there was almost some fisticuffs, but no.
Man, wow, so this guy sounds like...
How many years before you, probably?
I worked there 8 years ago.
Yeah, so I was probably like 10.
Because you worked there with another person who was podcast with us, Rich.
Correct.
We think the same time, but Rich can't remember.
The whole thing is hazy. I'm pretty sure that place gave me cancer.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's where...
And
that's
then he
happened?
Threatened me, the same guy threatened me with a knife for telling him that his team was lazy.
Hmm.
Because they were making a mess while we were cleaning up.
I really want to know where they worked.
No. Well, anyway, watch out for the real life Karnak, folks.
Should you ever meet anyone named Karnak, make sure you have a gun, because that's the Chicago way.
Steer clear. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I guess I'll do this review real quick.
Yeah, you might as well at this point.
There's been a bit of lead up.
All right, so here's Karnak. It's number three. And this... it's number three. Third issue of Karnak.
It's his third favorite issue.
It took about 6 months, yeah.
It did. Well, I guess two and three came out pretty close together, right? So
almost a month apart. Almost.
So, yeah, on schedule.
Like
crazy,
comics
right?
Do?
Like, so I don't know. I like it, but I don't know what's going on.
He's an Inhuman.
It's one
right?
of those books. Yeah, he's an Inhuman. I mean, the plot's not crazy to follow. It's just... he's sort of just like this character who... it's like Agent Smith is like the straight man and Karnak's like this weird, like, you know, sort of just esoteric philosophy guy who, like, is basically invincible and just kicks everyone's ass. So he sort of goes around and is, like, hunting for this mystery kid who might have some crazy powers and has a cult developed around him. But he's sort of just, like, doing whatever, man. He just, like... he's sort of like just this badass guy who thinks really philosophic. No!
Edit it out. Wait, take two.
And really think
We're going to get there. Cut.
Take three.
Take three.
And action.
He thinks really philosophically. I really had to get the words out. I had to get it out.
That's our review from Sylvester the Cat.
Dude, Foops and Mookle Puss or whatever that dictionary was. Really disappointed with me.
Well, I know what the episode's going to be named.
We just got a name of the episode. Foops and
We're going to be so disappointed when I forget to put that as the title.
Anyway, I don't want to talk anymore.
So let me ask you a question, because it's written by Warren Ellis, right?
Yeah, it's Warren Ellis.
When he wrote Moon Knight, I'm pretty sure he wrote it via text message to the artist, and it would just say, like, you know, street ghosts. And then like, that guy would just, like, and that would be the whole plot, because there were, like, no words ever in that book. And, like, the art was beautiful,
In his defense, that book came out on time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he didn't write anything. Are there words in
there?
There
are words.
The key.
As somebody who follows him on Twitter, that seems about accurate for how we read a comic book.
I mean, for better or worse, there are words in this. And it's, I feel like the character is totally, like, the male fantasy total badass who just doesn't care about anything, and he's so cool, and no one can hit him in a fight.
So he's Vin Diesel?
No, he definitely got punched by The Rock.
I don't know, he's kind of like when you have a character with no flaws yet. I mean, and he might develop some flaws, but so far he just does everything he wants, he always wins, and he's still on the trail of this kid. So it's early in the series, but it's well written. The characters are just on the verge of being a little bit, like, corny, like, too much of a badass for the sake of the book. So, I don't know. But it's still pretty good, and it's more well-written than a lot of, especially superhero books. So, I'm going to stick with it, and I would probably recommend, you know, I would probably say, let's see how the arc plays out. It could end up being really cool. But it's not a flawless book, so there's my review. There's my review.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Cliff, what do you have for us?
I haven't been reading that.
It's really good. Words are short, easy to pronounce.
Warren Ellis?
Yeah. It has a very text-to-picture feel.
No, it's actually Garth Ennis. Yeah. It's just fuck is the only word on every page.
When I read it, it really felt like Godzilla in Hell.
Okay.
So to nobody's surprise, I'm going to review Mighty Thor number 6.
So good.
Because it's the only book I can really bring myself to read.
Wow.
More than the Bible?
Yeah. These are the kind of gods I pray to.
I'm leaving.
Puny god.
So the issue 6 starts off with, I forget what his name is, Dario Agger, the head of Roxxon, who, and they have a little caption I find amusing, states that he's also sometimes a Minotaur.
This is actually true.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I like that character.
He and Loki are talking about how now that Roxxon's on other planets, harvesting, you know, resources and stuff, that they need help with intergalactic issues because their army isn't really designed to handle, you know, all the different realms worth of fighting. So Loki offers up his services and tells the story to Agger how from a long time ago. And the art gets really old, and I feel like more simple, but it's interesting. The Vikings, it's like 1896 is the time they said it, and the leader of the one Viking group always prays to Thor before they go into battle, and Thor always shows up, so they never lose any battles. But his men start to lose confidence in him, because it's really Thor that's doing all the winning. So
wait, did you say 1896? 896. Oh, okay. I was like, what are they attacking, like, you know, like Charles Dickens? Yeah. Like, Westminster Abbey is, gets raised by
there is a cameo of Westminster Abbey, but so the leader of the Vikings group, his name is Boldolf the Black. And he, like, through the battles, he seems like he's a very competent swordsman, but it just wears on him that it's always Thor that gets all the credit and not himself. So before one of the battles that he gets into, he doesn't pray to Thor. And the people he's fighting have been praying So Thor's standing on the other side of the battlefield across from him. So he has sort of like this, oh shit moment. So he tries to kill Thor. It doesn't work. His army loses. Everything gets taken from him. He's left with nothing. So he decides to start praying again, and Loki shows up. And Loki looks way different than he would look now. He looks like a hermit with an interesting headpiece, and he's covered in algae. And he tells Olaf that he can give him all the power that he needs, but no human has been able to hold in the power of a god without dying. So he sends him on a quest to kill a dragon, and that always bothers me when regular people somehow show up and slay a dragon.
You know what, too? Like, what about the dragon? You know, right. Like, what's he doing?
It had a life.
Like, yeah, they don't grow in trees.
Right.
Folks.
He
Come
could
on.
Just be chilling, watching some TV,
just
and you're going to
kill a dragon.
Right. So he kills the dragon, of course, drinks its blood, and then turns into a god, shows up at the battle, says that he's going to kill the people that have taken his place, and it's just him. So everyone goes after him, they're beating him up, and it's not doing anything because God. So he stands up, Thor shows up, goes to take a swing at him, and he just punches Thor, and he goes flying for multiple panels. So he looks like the Hulk, sort of, in the one panel that they have. So it's basically like Hulk versus Thor, or I guess the weird monster thing that the Dark Elf turned into in Thor 2. I don't remember what it was called, but something like that. So it's an interesting fight between he and Thor, and that's where it kind of leaves off.
What I want to know is, why didn't the dragon just drink his own blood
right?
and become a dragon god?
Whoa!
Oh. This is Dude Thor too, right?
Well, like, it's the Mighty Thor book, right. But female
right.
Thor wasn't in this.
Right, right, yes, I mean. Yeah.
In this issue.
This is all Dude Thor.
I would read
in
that
this
book.
Issue. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I read
Thor.
Dude Thor.
Yeah, because I
read that. If you've read this, I mean, what do you think of this book as a whole?
We could do
I like
that.
It a lot.
I like this
Dude
book.
Thor just Techno-Viking?
I haven't read that issue
yeah.
yet. But
yeah,
yeah
he is.
But I do like that book.
The art threw me a little bit, because I like the art in the regular book. So like,
oh, this is a fill-in?
Yeah, so it's very different from how
I
it
like
looks.
It.
It, right, it threw me at first, but it fits. Trying to
yeah, who is it? Who's the artist? This is Podcast Gold.
Ryan
Duderman
at the cover.
Duderman Duthor.
Russell Duderman.
That is awesome.
Well, you did awesome, Russell Duderman.
I wish my name was Russell Duderman.
I'm glad I'm not the only
Duderman.
I'm just glad I'm not the only one that thinks this book is.
I want my name to be
Duderman. And I didn't like his last run on Dude Thor, Jason Aaron. I only liked it when it became Lady Thor.
I've liked all of
but
the
But now that it's Lady Thor, you're like, ah, Dude Thor, maybe that's a good idea.
I could write Dude Thor.
I'm just,
we could. And
I'm
we
just
should.
Saying that I didn't like Jason Aaron's last run. That's all I'm saying.
Whoa.
I've liked all of the Lady Thor issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From before they decided to start over again.
Well, they'll do it again.
Yeah.
You mean that event that took almost a year to complete?
Right. I'm figuring after
which
issue...
Which event was that?
That one Lou, like, Lou, what was it?
I believe it was called The Infinity War.
No.
I mean...
Nope.
No, it wasn't.
Secret Invasion.
No. I mean...
No.
Nope.
World War Hulk, that was
it. That
yes,
was it, correct.
That's the one.
World War Hulk.
You know, I still haven't read the last issue of Secret Wars.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like I missed anything.
Everyone shut up about that.
Anyways.
God. Babies! Spoiled millennials!
I'm older than you!
Yeah, remember when I called him balding? The me generation. The me.
Can we end this on hashtag fingers?
Schuster, say hashtag fingers.
Hashtag fingers.
Wait, I didn't say it right!
What?
Don't forget, there's a couple of things we gotta talk about here.
What? Oh. Where? What?
One.
Remember, out there in listener land, hashtag team gold, because you
That's
know
right.
me, Lou, and Cliff were the best. Or,
damn.
If you're dumb, hashtag Team Blue. You don't want to be dumb, do you?
Yeah. Whoa!
Did you hear what he just said? He just called you dumb. Are you going to take that from him? Hashtag Team Blue.
Let me put the smooth voice on for a second.
Oh.
Let me talk
Why
to him.
Why am I erect?
How
Wait,
you guys
not
doing?
Not supposed to be erect when he puts on the smooth voice?
This is not fair. Ooh.
Listen.
You can't compete.
You
Why
can
are
be
you
with
more
a team that's going to treat you wrong.
It won't stop.
Tell you all the things you want to hear, all the sweet nothings that they don't mean because they just see you as a number. Come over to the blue side. Come with us.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm voting Team Blue.
Yeah. Let us take care of me.
I'm voting whatever gets more of Rashid's smooth voice. So.
Hashtag Team Erection.
Also, if you like me and you like what you heard, check out superliminalfilms.com.
There it is. Oh. All right. Anybody else want to plug anything before
what,
we take it out?
What about our twitching friend?
Do you have that info handy? Because we will do that.
I do.
We have a twitching friend?
Yeah.
He twitches. Yeah.
He really needs some help.
We're starting
he's got a tick, and we're trying to raise money for him.
He has Tourette's?
That is... In a text that I
that is exhilarating.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
edit it out.
Ooh. Well, what's Ryan up to these days? You got any band gigs coming up? Or?
No, but I already did it when you guys
you
were in
plugged
there.
Wait, you were plugging stuff?
Yeah.
I plugged stuff.
Lou, do you have any band dates coming up?
No.
All right.
What? Why not?
Tim, do
you're
you
in the studio right now, right?
Coming up?
Yeah. Nothing I can talk about.
Rashid, you got anything coming up?
Yeah, I wanted to just add on to what you were saying. So if you like what you've heard here, just hit my DMs. Simple as that.
So we have a friend that streams on Twitch. He is twitch.tv/the_whitewarwolf.
Mm-hmm.
The White Warwolf.
You forgot the underscore.
The underscore White Warwolf.
What does he
the
play?
Is underscore written or just an underscore?
Look, we're new to this. We're figuring it out.
No, I mean, I'm serious. Is the underscore...
We're trying to figure it out.
Oh, you don't know if it's the word underscore no. Or an actual underscore?
It's an underscore.
Okay, it's not the word
what
underscore.
What does he play? What's his game?
Destiny.
Okay.
Currently. Or is he going to maybe move on?
Destiny Rocks.
Oh, Destiny Rocks.
Schuster, do you have anything coming up?
Schuster, plug yourself.
Nothing as cool as that. And by me, nothing at all. So...
Destiny is the most recent. It's also League and Hearthstone.
Right, see, this is well, this is why you need me because
League
I've been ordering order and chaos.
I enjoy just letting it be what it will be.
Fair enough.
You're not going to edit this.
Hashtag erection
unless
wars.
I have to for time, I never edit.
Hashtag erection.
Well, the last time I edited Lou and never heard the goddamn end of it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hashtag
he reviewed a bad
wars.
Movie. Anyways.
Hashtag
thank you guys fingers. For listening. Bye.
Don't forget the X-Men music. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da.